Will the glyphosate controversy ever end? David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. Carrie Gillum has dedicated her career to unraveling the complicated issues surrounding the health ramifications of glyphosate. From charges of the EPA collaborating with Monsanto to delay or hide scientific evidence, to the European Commission's debate over whether to renew the glyphosate license, to the California lawsuit over connections between the chemical and cancer cases. Over the last two decades, Gillum has become a go-to source for information about glyphosate. This fall, she'll testify in front of the European Parliament Committee on the Environment, Public Health, and Food Safety, and the Committee on Agriculture and Rural Development as a key witness to the actions of Monsanto. Soon after, she will publish her first book, Whitewash, the story of a weed killer, cancer, and the corruption of science. I recently had a chance to chat with her.
Right after the introduction of genetically modified seeds, there were a lot of technological changes impacting agriculture and food production. So my job was to learn everything about Monsanto and Dow and DuPont and Syngenta and all these nifty new seeds that were being rolled out into the marketplace. And of course, the chemicals that were designed to be used with them. That's what I've been doing since 1998. Most people haven't spent the last 19 years studying glyphosate to the extent that I have.
And some of the claims she makes might shock you in future reports. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.